Hello and good morning, people. You're listening to News on the Go with Ashwin Chabria, giving you a daily roundup of the world news in a capsule. How's it going, people? It's midweek. How's the week been? It's Diwali weekend. I'm sure a lot of fun is lined up for all of you guys. Did you know a Philippine couple gets $100 for each drug user they kill? An assassin couple in the Philippines has claimed that they paid almost ₹6,700 for every drug dealer and user that they kill. They said that they've killed 800 of the nearly 3,800 people killed in the island nation's war on drugs. By the way, President Rodrigo Duterte has promised to kill over 1 lakh people linked to drugs in his term as the Philippines president. He's literally asked the citizens to take the guns and shoot anybody they find smoking up or using any sort of drugs. Well, he also called Obama a son of a whore recently. Besides the point, though, on the news today, we have India and Russia strengthening military ties, Flipkart's CFO resigning, Uber's autonomous truck making a historic beer run, Volkswagen's settlement finally being approved, and Donald Trump launches his own program on Facebook. India and Russia discuss closer military ties. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu will meet his Indian counterpart. Indian counterpart Manohar Parrikar in New Delhi to talk about the joint funding of a new fighter jet and a missile defense system. Flipkart CFO resigned. Sanjay Baweja, who joined 2 years ago from Tata Communications, will leave at year's end. Once a clear leader in India's e-commerce market, Flipkart is now struggling with growing competition from Amazon India. Uber's autonomous truck made a historic beer run. The auto self-driven truck, that's what it's called, OTTO, auto, it delivered 45,000 cases of Budweiser between two Colorado cities in a pivotal test that could spell eventual doom for human truckers. Otto received $470 for the delivery. Volkswagen's $14.7 billion US settlement was approved. A federal judge gave the go-ahead for a deal, one of the biggest settlements in corporate history, between the carmaker and 4,75,000 owners of polluting diesel vehicles. Buybacks will begin next month. Last piece on the news is Donald Trump. He never fails to stay out of the news. He launches his own news program on Facebook. Yes, that's right. US presidential nominee Donald Trump has launched his own news program, dubbed as Trump TV on Facebook. The news reports a shot from the inside of Trump Tower by Republican strategists and Trump advisors in a reported attempt to bypass the liberal media in the US. Apparently, they also discuss conspiracy theories on the show. You guys should check it out, maybe, just for entertainment's sake. That's all for the news today, guys. On the 26th of October, you guys have a great day. We're almost at the end of the month. Who would have thought this year is flying? In the background, I'm leaving you with Bonfire by Felix Jain and Alma. See you tomorrow, same time. I am the bonfire, you make me stronger.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.